الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Reasons behind enemies targeting Islam is the political rules of Islam. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps on August 17, 2023 in the Imam Khomeini's Hosseiniyye. The documents from Den of Espionage, former U.S. Embassy, were uncovered. The documents from Den of Espionage clearly stated that the West designed a strategic policy so that this revolution would not take place or that it would not last. That strategic policy consisted of creating continuous crises and incidents. You see, at the beginning of revolution, we had problems in the west of the country. We had problems in the northwest. We had somewhat of a problem in the northeast. We had problems in the south, and we had problems in the southeast. In other words, there were always crises happening around the country. This news shed light on what the interpretation of these events were. Those events were not spontaneous. There were crises one after another. After a while, Saddam attacked and began the war as well. Who was the one that was able to suppress these crises, incidents, and riots, and to save the country from them?
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Who was able to save the people of Kurdistan, the people of Balochistan, and the people from different regions in the country from these riots? Who was able to save the people of Tehran from the waves of terrorist attacks? The IRGC. The IRGC was the organization that defeated the policy's successive crises that they had designed to paralyze the revolution. They were the ones who extinguished this fire. The enemy's goal was to use these crises to take the life out of the revolution. After the revolution was weakened, then they wanted to create a coup, like the ones that occurred on the 28th of Mordad, August 19, 1953, against the democratically elected Mossadegh government, and to destroy the revolution. The IRGC prevented more 28th of Mordads from happening. The IRGC did not allow the correct movement that the country had started to be stopped by the enemy's policy. This is why the West hates the IRGC so much. This is why they always mention the IRGC's name with such hatred and spitefulness. So this is also a part of what the IRGC has accomplished.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all. Guiding me from all the ways that were wrong.